You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Have a cup of coffee, sit back and relax. It's time for John and Gordy on WMDX. Good morning, Madison.
Any service area anymore? Are we on the air yet?
Yeah, we're on.
We're on now?
Yeah, we're on now at 6.
Seriously?
Yeah.
God.
Well, didn't we play music usually before?
We just did.
Well, a little heads up would be nice.
Well, here's the thing. You know, we were kind of exchanging headphones, so we didn't have the volume on or anything like that.
Yeah.
But we did decide whose headphones were whose.
For whatever reason, whoever comes in here after us has to change everything.
Yes.
Everything that can be changed is changed.
What's the purpose of that?
Just to screw us up.
And then this morning here, we just screwed up. We did not know we were on the air. I was swearing like a sailor.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I hope I didn't offend anybody.
Well, I blame Todd Alba. You know, unless somebody else had to come in to the studio to record something, I suppose
we could, you know, steer clear of blaming Todd this time, but that's fine. You know, we always blame him for everything else.
Well, every personality, every person that uses the studio has their own way of doing things, right? So they have to adjust, the headphones, the microphones. All has to be just right.
Well, it has to be just right so everyone listening this morning can hear us.
That's right.
That is the big point of the
show.
Can
we start the show over? Is that possible?
No.
No?
No,
okay.
No, I don't want to go through this again.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a happy Tuesday.
Yes.
October 7th.
It's WMDX 92.7. Mm-hmm.
It's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Dominic Lee is in the producer chair, flipping the switches and punching the buttons.
So what kind of weather are we expecting today there, Mr. Weatherman, Gordy?
I'm so glad you asked, because we had some rain. I don't know if you were up early.
No, I didn't actually see or hear it, but
there was some showers
kind of
overnight.
Wet out there, yeah.
But that's all moved on out, and we have mostly cloudy skies this morning, 53 degrees, highs in the mid-60s this afternoon. Right. You're going to check the WMDX Samsung watch for the sunrise and sunset time?
Yep.
Because people are...
2 minutes after seven, sunrise.
Two
wow,
after
it's
seven.
Getting late.
Okay.
What
about sunset?
6:28.
Was there a full moon last night? Does your watch tell you that?
It looked kind of full.
It
really
me.
Doesn't care about the moon.
Okay. Is it waxing gibbous or whatever it is?
Could be.
I don't know. All right.
We were just talking about our special guest coming in at 6:52 or something like that.
Yep.
And that is Judy Davidoff, the editor-in-chief and president of Isthmus.
That's why we were delayed getting on the air, because we were looking at the John Nolan project.
Yes.
They have a special pull-out section, and we were just, both remarking, oh, no.
That's not going
to happen. 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No one's going to allow this from the federal level. You know, they're going to save some money.
Yeah.
We have a road already across the isthmus. We don't need another one or a new one or a better one. We don't need to make America better again. We need to make it great again for the guy, the orange man in the White House. So I was checking out something here. You know, we always know that it's Halloween because of the stores that pop up all over.
Right.
What is the big one that always...
Always
makes an appearance
in Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a different one now. It's on the south side around Fish Hatchery and the Beltline. Duh. Anyway, it's a great place. Dapper Cadaver. The Dapper Cadaver.
Love the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Halloween decor, oddities, gifts. guess the oddities would be the people working there.
Let's get them in here, Don. We got to get a, you know,
it's something different, you know, finally a different store, right?
Yeah. 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 It looks really cool too. You can check out their website. You just search up, you know, cadaver. What is it? Dapper Cadaver?
Yeah. Dapper Cadaver.
Yeah. And, looks amazing.
And Spirit. Look, nothing bad about the other Halloween store that pops up every once in a while. I like them. I like Halloween in general.
What day of the week is Halloween this year?
Yeah. What?
Friday.
All dress up on a Friday. Rocker will have his costume. What is it? The Darth Vader costume?
Yes, he does. Yes. He does. And I have my Doctor Strange costume.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You know, maybe we should make some news here on the show. Let's have another Halloween State Street celebration.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring it back.
If it's on Friday, let's bring everybody back downtown. Remember when there used to be buses from out of town, out of state?
Yes.
They used to come up and make an appearance on State Street. It was jam-packed.
All the way.
Yeah.
All the way from the Capitol to the campus. It was just jam-packed with students, people breaking windows, falling over themselves, climbing trees.
Climbing the lampposts. Yeah.
It was chaos every Halloween. It was great.
It was great.
It was so much fun.
And the costumes were really imaginative. The students came up with some great stuff.
Very risque costumes.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Crazy time. And why'd they get rid of that? It was, you know, well, I guess too many people got
too
hurt.
Too many people were killed?
Apparently.
Well, there was always that danger of somebody dying. I don't think anybody died.
Well, there were some injuries.
But we can laugh at those injuries now. But it wasn't funny to the person injured, that's for sure.
Well, right. I remember one year a bunch of the people from Channel 47 went down to the State Street here, and somebody had an apartment right above State Street. And it was great because we could go out there and, you know, go through the crowd for 20 or 30 minutes and then go back up to the apartment, keep drinking and having fun. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
So let's, you know, let's make some news. Let's open up State Street to everyone in the country and bring those Halloween celebrations back.
I think it'd be great.
And if it's on a Friday, come on.
Look out.
It just works out that
it's
way.
It's so much fun.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Did you guys know I'm hosting a Halloween party on Halloween?
Oh.
You guys know
that? At your apartment?
At my apartment.
Well,
we must have
missed the invite. I don't know.
I'll invite you guys. I have it prepared next week.
Really? Morning. What do you have a party place in the apartment building, or is this your own apartment?
It's my own apartment. Yeah. I have all the decorations up already. Mm-hmm. It's just a bunch of cobwebs and a bunch of red lighting kind of sets the mood. Yeah.
Do you have friends coming over for this?
Yeah, a couple.
Maybe, right?
Yeah, a couple. Still didn't send the invite out yet, like I said. But
well, it's out there now.
You are.
Now I did.
You're a little late on this.
Yeah,
I remember the party I had. I only had one party in my life.
Where, at your apartment?
Yeah. Yeah, and no one came. So
I don't remember.
No. This is way back in the 70s. Okay. I knew a few people, you know. Mostly stoners, and of course they never showed up.
I forgot, man.
Yeah, I forgot. But anyway, I was in competition with the other people in my group, and they had, get this, they would rent a huge movie projector and get the Godzilla series movies, you know, Godzilla, I can't remember the other, Mothra, all the cheap Japanese movies that used to come out,
right.
And they would have showings of them at their big parties that they had, and I couldn't compete with that. Not a chance.
No. Well, that's too bad.
Well, and don't charge your invites $10 at the door. No, I'm kidding. I didn't do that.
I remember going to a Halloween party in the 70s, and it was at a place in Aurora, Illinois. This is when I was living outside of Chicago. And a bunch of us went. I was in a band at the time. We went, and it was another band's house party.
Mm-hmm.
And we went over there and had a good time. Everybody was feeling great. And then we realized later that somebody had spiked the punch.
Wow.
And not with alcohol.
Yes, well, that's...
Some sort of psychedelic thing that started happening with all of us.
Everybody, right?
Yeah, but those were the days they did that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Surprise.
It was safe back then.
Yeah, sure it was.
They knew how much to use, how much to spike.
They knew all of that stuff. Remember, for a couple of weeks, people were smoking banana peels. They thought banana peels
they thought that would
get
work,
them high.
Right? Yeah.
And
the other one was oregano.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, people would try that from time to time?
Yeah. Tried anything.
Carla texted us, said, we were talking about how strange everything is. Our headphones are all askew. And
right.
It's because somebody else thought the studio would look better with our headphones on the other side of the room. Anyway, she says, I just got off of work, and I'm sure the first shift guy feels the same as you.
Yeah.
I hear him moving tables around. But I do it, too, because his setup doesn't work for me. We should all try to be comfortable in our workspace.
Okay.
Well, that's a very nice thought.
Hold hands, Carla, and sing kumbaya. Okay, good. All right. Yeah.
See, we all have to go through that.
I guess so. All right. Well, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa. You know, pets are shedding this time of year. Lots of fur flying.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm going to take care of when I get done with the show today.
Really?
I'll go home, vacuum, and take care of some of that shedding, pick up some of that, and then go into her little her cage that we have. It's
cage.
Not a cage so much. It has walls, but it has a cage, too. And breathable, and she goes in there. She sleeps, and that's where we put her when we leave the house.
It's like a kennel, right?
It's
small
kennel. Yeah. And it's something everybody should get for their dog. Everybody,
sure.
This is how you house train your dog with that kennel, because they go in there and they don't usually do anything in their kennel because it's their space.
Right.
And then you can put them in there when you go to work or go shopping or something like that. And it's always the best way to handle your pet. And they love going in there. Believe it or not, they just my dog at night is insisting that she go to bed and go into the kennel, and she's knocking on the door and she's bothering us like hell because she's got to get her beauty sleep.
Well, it's a safe space.
All
for
those
her,
border collies, you know, they're so caught up in themselves.
Yes, yeah, they are. Later today, we're going to talk to Judy Davidoff. The new Isthmus is out, the October issue. And that's what we were talking about when we started this John Nolan project. We're
going to
ask her. Could I ask her if it's really, is it not too late to just stop and don't do this? Can we just pull the plug on this?
I have a feeling it's not going to happen anyway because of the federal funding.
Well, that's the thing. According to this, the whole project is $42 million, and that's just for phase one. And the city is coming up with $8 to $9 million. And $33 million is federal funds.
Not good.
Federal funds. Okay. Does the big orange blob know about this yet?
The orange blob is not going to care whether we can get from one side of the town to the other.
Okay.
They don't care.
Yeah. Well, I hope everything goes according to plan. And then we'll be in for 3 years of construction nightmares here downtown.
That's right.
But I'm sure we'll all get through it together. 19 minutes past the hour. We're just getting going on this Tuesday morning. Coming back with more of John and Gordy. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
As he moves from one room to the other in the White House, blob. John and Gordy in the morning here on WMDX 92.7 on that old style radio dial that you have there. You can also listen to us on the Civic Media app. Make it into the 21st century. Choose our station and then text us, voice note us, or give us a call.
That's right. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. It's 23 minutes past the hour. It's going to be okay today. Temperatures climbing into the mid-60s, about 65 degrees with plenty of sunshine. Looks like we're done with the rain. That's moving out. So right now, 53 degrees.
Yeah.
All right. So,
well,
the Cubs. Wait, hang on a second.
All right. Oh.
Okay. The Brewers beat up on the Cubs last night. 7-3, I think, was the final. So now the Brewers are up 2-0 in this five-game series. So they travel to Chicago now, to Wrigley Field, and have 3 games down there. Of course, the Cubs will win all 3 games and go on to the next level of the playoffs. Or not.
Well.
Brewers just need one more game.
Yeah, so. this is a great series to start the whole thing off. I love this, and my wife just loves watching the Cubs lose. No,
does she have all the Cubs regalia, right? She has a uniform. She has everything.
She doesn't even need the team anymore. She has the clothing line. So here's the thing about the Cubs thing, and I really enjoy the Cubs. They've been an underdog for so many centuries, and because of that, everybody loves the underdog.
Sure.
And I'm a big fan of the Cubs as well. And when I'm watching the Cubs play the Brewers, there's nothing like it. And I think that's why people go to the stadium to see them play, because they're fans of the Brewers and they're fans of the Cubs.
Well, sure. Yeah, they're only 90 minutes apart.
Yeah.
So why not? But, since the Cubs won the World Series in 2016, and the Brewers haven't ever, won the World Series at all.
Well, they
deserve it. So now the Brewers are kind of the underdogs.
Yeah, they are.
But they've got a great team this year, and they could go all the way.
They really have a good team.
Yeah.
I almost caught a foul ball from one of the Brewers.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, I could tell that story again. No, I'm just kidding. I won't tell that story again.
We'd love to hear it.
I'm traumatized by that.
Yeah, but we have Mark on the line here this morning. Good morning, Mark. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I heard CJ talking about page 57 again yesterday.
Oh, no. Here we go.
He was on. I heard him on Tom Hartman. Even
I heard him on Tom Hartman.
Really?
Yes.
And I don't know what the heck he's talking about, because I looked up the document from the Democrats, their continuing resolution here, and I can't figure out what the heck he's talking about. This $200 billion he's quoting from there, and I don't know if it's coming right from that document or from something else that I haven't been able to find. But trying to be respectful here, but I mean that. I don't know where what orifice he's pulling that from, whether it's Donald Trump's babbling mouth. But
Tom Hartman didn't know where to go with it either. He kind of took off on another tangent that CJ had brought up. He brings up about 3 or 4 issues at the same time. So it was interesting, but I don't know what he's talking about either in regards to that. And we're talking about certainly trying to get some funding for health care, which is something the Republicans in their big bad bill had passed, and they're touting how great it is that they cut health care for so many people. They're sticking to it, man. They don't even want to give an inch on helping people at the emergency room get some care. They want people to bleed out. And this really does say a lot about them, right, Mark?
Well, I mean, that's the point. I mean, it's not they're giving direct money directly to these people. They're not giving them insurance. And they're just simply reimbursing the hospitals for money the hospitals are putting out. And if the hospitals don't get it, they're going to get it from someplace, and they're going to get it for increasing their fees to the rest of us. And I think it's just and the whole humanity thing of it at all is that, that they claim to be good Christians, and that, my read of Matthew 25 actually says we're supposed to be taking care of each other. Nations and people are supposed to be going to be judged on whether we took care of the least of our brothers and sisters. Even the people in prison were supposed to be taken care of, and why they're not recognizing this and insisting on being Old Testament rather than the Christians we're supposed to be, which is you know, just relying on the New Testament, and I think that some of them go a little too far into actually going into the letters rather than just the Gospels themselves.
I'm surprised Christians aren't really angry about Jesus Christ giving away free health care and curing people's diseases. I don't know. You know, they should be angry about that because that set a bad precedent. And, well, you know, Democrats are continuing that precedent as we continue in history here. Sure. But they don't want to follow that.
Jesus sure was pretty woke when he went forgiving the sinners, and
that's true.
Pretty woke when he was chasing the money changers out of the temple. Yeah.
Well, thank God we changed that now. I mean, we replaced Jesus with Charlie Kirk. I've seen him right up there with all the greats.
Okay, Mark.
Yeah,
it's
something else.
Yeah.
Thanks,
all right, Mark. Thanks.
608-879-8255. Okay. It's 29 past the hour coming up. We've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report.
We do, yes.
In our next half hour, Judy Davidoff from the Isthmus will be with us. And also later on, we'll talk to Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa. It's all coming up. Of course, Idiocracy right around the corner.
Indeed.
Yes. Please stay with us. It's John and Gordy on WMDX.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, dumb most of the time, and we prove it each and every day on Idiocracy. John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7.
Yes, and you can call us at 608-879-8255. Weather for today, no problem at all. We had some rain overnight. That's out of here. It's a cool start, 53 degrees, highs in the mid-60s this afternoon. We have a new poll question up, John.
Do we? Finally.
WMDXradio.com. Go to our poll question. It's, what's the true sign that fall has arrived in Madison? Okay? That's
what?
The question. What's the true
That's
sign?
That's not my question. She was going to put my question on there.
Well, I don't. Who? Catherine?
Catherine, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I don't know what happened.
I'm not in charge of the poll questions.
I guess this was much more important than saving the country, or at least, you know, getting... an idea of what people think about where the country is going at this point. But go ahead. Yeah, let's listen about the fall colors.
The true sign that fall has arrived in Madison. Here are your choices.
All right.
The first football Saturday at Camp Randall. That's 20% right now. Mm-hmm. That was weeks ago. Okay. Farmers market pumpkins replacing zucchini. That's at 40%. Packer fans in every grocery store aisle. That's 20%. And what's the last true sign that fall has arrived in Madison? A sudden need for both shorts and a parka in the same day. That's a 20%.
Yes, I've heard a lot of people are giving up their shorts.
Yeah.
just a rumor. All right.
Somehow that sounds
anecdotal.
Dirty. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't normally report anecdotal evidence here on the show, but that's just... one thing I heard.
Okay. Go to WMDXradio.com and check out the poll. Okay.
All right. Idiocracy.
Right? It's time for Idiocracy.
Well, you know, we have Matt who texted us this morning. He said, people in the UK and Europe are also being told the same lies about immigrants receiving health benefits and housing at the taxpayer's expense. This is highly suspicious, but only if you use critical thinking. So, yeah, I know. You know, a lot of these countries are copying each other in all of these little excuses about cutting money, funding, and at least taking it all out on somebody else, right? Blame somebody else.
That's
what the whole thing is about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to healthcare here. Mega Mike Johnson keeps churning out the big lie. Dems want health care for illegal immigrants when, in fact, Dems want health care subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. That's what we want. And we also want to restore pay in the hospitals for emergency care for anybody who shows up at the emergency room. It's not just for immigrants. It's for everybody. But I guess, you know, they want to stop paying hospitals. Well, you know, we are really, truly making America great again in some way, shape, or form, some image that they have.
Mm.
Johnson and every other MAGA never brings up the ACA COVID tax credit when they talk about this. They just bring up the immigrants, right?
Right.
So the news networks shut Johnson's lie down live on the air and fact-checked him. And I have this recording of what they did. Let's listen to it.
Joe Biden used executive orders, and he expanded benefits, health care, to illegal aliens in his four-year term. That was an outrageous violation of the existing federal law.
Okay, I want to pull out just to make sure we don't offer misleading information when it comes to what the facts are and what the laws are.
Now, why are we saying that they want to return and restore taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal aliens? Because that's exactly what they did. When they rejected the clean CR that we sent over, The Senate Democrats.
All right, we're listening here to Speaker Johnson. He's trying to frame the shutdown as a Democratic shutdown. He also falsely claimed that Democrats want to give extend health care to illegal immigrants. That is not true.
That's not true. They're giving hospitals the money in order to take care of everybody in the emergency room, not just immigrants. Here's Newt Gingrich saying the same thing, ignoring the extension of the COVID tax credits for the Affordable Care Act.
What happened
You're
there?
Talking to the guy who did it.
Yeah, what happened there?
We shut it for, very simple. We shut it for 5 days to get their attention. We shut it for 29 days over Christmas and New Year's. But we said to the entire country, we are doing this to get to a balanced budget. And we did get the only four balanced budgets in the last 100 years.
Yeah.
So the country said, oh, they're really serious, and it's something I want. Now, these guys are in the opposite position. The country doesn't want to give billions to illegal immigrants.
No.
The country doesn't want to give billions to guys who won't go to work. The country doesn't want to give billions to people who are, in fact, crooks. So the Democrats are jumping up and saying, if I yell health care, you'll be too stupid to know what I'm doing.
Right.
And if I decide I'm going to stop the government, you won't figure out I did it.
You know, the crooks, right?
Yeah.
Taking advantage of health care. So what do? They get sick purposely. So they could be a crook and steal money away from the health care funding. I get it now. Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's the plan.
And Senator John Kennedy, who has really smeared the name of John Kennedy, comes right out and says it. No health care extension for the ACA.
What did he have to say?
This is gold, man, and I want to play this over and over and over again just to remind them this is what they think. Truly, this is what they think. And a big thank you. All right? John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy. Let's listen.
The socialist wing of the Democratic Party does not like Senator Schumer, and he wants them to like him. He wants them to love him. They have asked that government be shut down, and Senator Schumer has agreed. But once you shut down government, you've got to figure out how to get it back open.
That's right.
A wise person once said, if you pray for rain, you got to be prepared to deal with the mud.
Okay.
And I don't know how they're going to deal with the mud, because we will never, never, ever agree to this list of demands.
If you pray for rain, you got to deal with the mud.
Yeah, I'm just
like that.
I'm just waiting for him to break into an endorsement of Kentucky Fried Chicken or something. You know? Who is that guy?
It's John Kennedy.
Oh, man, I tell you. And somebody did say that he really doesn't talk like that.
He just puts that accent on for when he's on camera.
When he's on camera, representing whatever crazy Southern accent he wants. Anyway, that's the story on the ACA benefits that we want to extend and keep everybody on health care. That's what it's all about. Let's go to the phone lines right now. We've got Charles. Charles in Milwaukee.
Good morning, Charles.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, yes, so I also heard the weird, crazy call on Tom Hartman yesterday as well. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the major things that people are forgetting is that immigrants annually pay in about almost $100 billion in federal and taxes, and they don't see a penny of it.
Yep. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. I oftentimes forget to bring that up, and I'm glad you did. And I believe that Tom Hartman also brought that up. They do pay in. They don't get any benefits back. So it's huge, the amount of money they pour into Medicare and Social Security and get nothing for it. But all we're giving them is help in the emergency room, the final place where they can go to get help. So it's brutal and it's cruel on top of that, right, Charles?
It is. You know, these are the people that you see walking around with their big crosses on, and I'm shocked they don't burn up with a hole in their chest. Okay. And
well, one more creates thing a great before, image.
One more thing before I go.
Yes.
You know, Mike Johnson is going to keep he's going to keep skirting around this issue, because Massey said it as soon as they Johnson, you know, get the nerves to swear in the woman from Arizona, he has the votes to bring out the Epstein files.
Yep.
And that's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. Hmm. They can't bring up the Epstein files, so they will shut the government down. They will hurt their constituents, because they know the bigger picture is who's in that Epstein files.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good point. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
Let's go to Kurt.
Yep. Good morning, Kurt.
What do you got?
Morning, gentlemen. This is one of the biggest problems the Democrats have. They fail to use the word lie. They have to start coming right out of the box and saying, he's lying. Mm-hmm. And keep on using the word lie, lie, lie. Every one of them, and start saying lie. But, you know, you look at Jeffries, Mr. Hands. You know, he can't keep his damn hands.
Oh, I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Robotic.
Oh, my God.
It's like one of those puppets, you know. It's like a Muppet.
A marionette.
Muppet. A Muppet. And it's just like, you know, they always use the sticks to move the arms around. Yeah. You got to stop doing that, Jeffries. It's driving us all crazy. All right.
But they just have to listen and say this. He said this lie. He said this lie. He said this lie. Democrats, this is why us progressives get so angry with our Democrats who represent us. They just failed to say what it is, not a mistruth or he didn't speak right. No, it's a lie. That's what it is.
Right.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Kurt, thank you for your call. Yeah,
we try to do that often on this show. It's, you know, just lies. But that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that law in the emergency room is the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. That's been in place since 1986.
Right. Reagan passed that baby.
That's right.
And he was against Medicare.
That's right.
One time.
Yes. So. Yeah. And it's still enforced.
Well, you know, it has to be enforced. What kind of country are we?
Exactly.
We don't make it greater by turning away people at the emergency room. Yeah. It seems wrong to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have time for this. We don't. Okay. All right, let's go to something really silly to close out this segment of Idiocracy. It's a parody song of Don't Fear the Reaper, naming Russell Vogt as the Reaper. Let's listen to Jen Psaki. She puts things together in the bigger picture style, which I really like. I mean, she's really getting good at this. This is Cut 50. Let's listen to her observation on this.
That's right. Senate Republicans are proceeding with a major fundraising retreat with top Republican donors, a retreat held by the NRSC at a luxury five-star resort in Sea Island, Georgia. It started this evening. It's a private island with miles of Atlantic beachfront, three championship golf courses, more than a dozen on-site restaurants, and a five-star spa. So the government may shut down, but at least some Senate Republicans are planning to have a pretty good time this weekend, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's also a very interesting choice, is one way to describe it, to hold lawn games in Sea Island, Georgia, while 750,000 federal workers are furloughed. Thousands more are working without pay. And if you think the optics of a luxury weekend vacation at this moment look distasteful or out of touch or honestly downright insane, consider what Trump posted on social media this morning. This weird AI video, gleefully celebrating Russell Vogt's promise to fire federal workers, cancel federal projects, and gut the federal government during an already painful shutdown. As you can see, the video features both Donald Trump and Russ Vogt dressed as the Grim Reaper, all set to a bad parody of the song Don't Fear the Reaper. Real political genius over there, guys.
Yeah, looks good.
Because nothing reassures people in the country worried about their livelihoods more than the literal personification of death, which is basically what that weird AI video does.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
Coming across as the Grim Reapers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that unsettling, if anything.
Yes, it is. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to Judy Davidoff, get the latest on the new issue of Isthmus on John and Gordy.
Play my song, the butterflies fly away.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John and Gordy in Madtown, State Streets. Just down the way from the Capitol, and this is the John and Gordy in the Morning Show, along with Dom at the controls, and you can check us out on the Civic Media app as well, and listen through it on your car stereo.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's cool today, 53 degrees, highs in the mid-60s. Time for us to welcome in Judy Davidoff from Isthmus. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. Yes. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. This is a Madison institution, yes, the Isthmus.
Judy is the editor and president of Isthmus, and this issue is a great issue. Every issue is great, but this one, what a beautiful cover on the October issue here of a
scary purplish.
Scary cat. And,
yeah.
Very, very nicely done by a young man named Stefan Matiak, I think. Something like that.
I believe so.
Yeah. Great stuff. So
there's a big pullout in this issue about what's happening to John Nolan Drive, the causeway.
Over the next 3 or 4 years. In fact, this is a nice, as John mentioned, a pullout section that you can have with you for the next 3 years.
You carry it in your pocket anywhere.
I'll tell you, I'm not sure we thought about that, but I'm glad that you found a way to that.
Yeah. Well, there's so many, there's great questions and answers all the way through this about what is about to happen starting October 13th.
One thing stood out, and we're really worried about this, is all told, it's about $42 million project in phase one. The city is going to come in between $8 and $9 million, and there's about $33 million in federal funds held tight by the Trump administration. You expect to see that come in at all?
You know, I trust our city staffers for the most part. I think that they're on top of these things, and this is a state, it's a shared project, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
this
is state DOT. I think that they wouldn't say we're breaking ground on, you know, October 13th, which is, you know, less than a week away.
Good point.
If they, you know, were really unclear about the money, so
because it's in the form of bridge funds. Yeah,
if it doesn't, you know, I think what to tell you.
One of the biggest questions, a couple of questions here: will people still be able to drive over the causeway during this whole project? And the answer is yes.
On a bike?
No. No. Well,
not on So that the first phase of the project, the bike path will still be open. The second phase, they're going to have to close it down, and they will be reconstructing it as well.
Mm-hmm. And a number of other things, you know, this has been in the works for some time, and we went to a meeting, I don't know, it was a year ago almost, where they kind of explained all of this, and now it's time, and it covers this issue of Isthmus, and this pullout section really covers just about everything.
Well, there's a great picture in here showing you just how many lanes, where the lanes will be, where the trees will be, where the bike path and pedestrian walk will be. Looks pretty cool, you know? I mean, there's two lanes of traffic going in each direction, essentially. So just to kind of ease everybody's mind, we won't be, you know, it won't be one lane.
No,
making two lanes for the bike path.
One lane during construction. That's the key.
That's the key right there. Yeah.
That is the key. Yeah. But no, I think once it's done, I mean, especially to separate the uses on the bike path and the walking path, you know, more and more these paths are getting very crowded with different uses. You know, e-bikes, cargo bikes, road bikes, the more you can separate the uses, I think, the better.
Yeah. Now, one of the biggest stories you have in this issue is illegal loopholes in cannabis laws leave consumers vulnerable, is the title of the article. And this is going to have a huge effect on State Street and downtown in the city. We have so many of these cannabis shops popping up all over the place. This would be a huge hit to the economy here.
I think, what did we count, 12 or 13 on State Street alone?
13, yeah.
13 dispensaries?
Yeah.
So, yeah, this this law will have some impact.
Yes.
Yes, if things happen that way.
It's a very, very good article written by Margaret Schreiner. So.
Yes, and I just want to sort of clarify. So one of the nice things since we've gone back to print as a monthly and nonprofit is this collaboration we have with Wisconsin Watch. So Wisconsin Watch actually produces this article. They really do almost all the heavy lifting. We publish it in print. Their material is available really for free to anyone for reprint, but very few people, you know, really have the print option at this point, and we do. So we've tried to pretty much every month do one of their stories, and it gives them a different audience, gives them a little bit more reach, especially locally. And of course, for us, it's just great content.
It is.
That we get to offer.
And one of the articles I want to mention is this fits us to a T. There's a new T-shirt shop, Ray Gun. This is pretty cool. An Iowa T-shirt retailer has opened a T-shirt shop where Paul's Books used to be, right?
Yep. And Jane Burns, who, you know, has a tie to Iowa, she's actually living there now, you know, has written about this before. What I want to know is the Isthmus one.
Yes.
Where did they get that idea?
That was pretty,
that idea.
It is a very funny T-shirt. Yeah, Madison Isthmus. Well, you have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good
that's
idea.
Yeah,
that's
very good,
true.
Judy. Well,
thanks for keeping us in touch with what's going on in Madison. It's one of the great newspapers that this city can brag about forever.
Mm-hmm. Yes, available on your newsstands, absolutely free, every first Thursday of the month. Thank you very much, Judy. Good talking
to
you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care.
That's Judy Davidoff, the editor and president of Isthmus.
That's right. She's the king of the Isthmus.
Coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk with Serenity Pet Spa's Liz Johnston about what you should be doing with your pet this time of year as they shed all their fur and get ready for colder months.
We've got more bigger stories coming up as well.
Yep. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.